Welcome to The Grub.
Hello from the United Kingdom. I've just done Wimbledon. This is Anne Edmonds. I've just finished Wimbledon, so I'm ready. Yeah, sorry I wasn't here last week. I was doing Wimbledon.
Okay. Edo's back.
She's back. She's been doing Wimbledon.
She's back in the UK.
I am in the UK. And you don't, because the listeners don't know I'm a ball girl, do they?
No.
You guys know that about me.
Oh, that's probably interesting. In fact, it's weird that you haven't talked about that in your comedy, Edo, that you're a ball girl.
Yeah, it is a bit, isn't tennis. It? Because it would seem prime for comedy. But yeah, I guess because to me it's not a joke at all, the returning of balls. It's really important. Well,
there's nothing really funny about you on a tennis court running out and grabbing balls during a tennis match.
And it's quite dangerous. You can get hit. You can get struck by balls.
Exactly. Yep.
And the if they throw the towel back and it flicks you in the eye, there's heaps of risks.
Blindness.
So, yeah, I've just done Wimbledon, and before that I did the French Open. So,
sure. But you've done a Frenchie.
Other than that.
Okay, I've got a follow-up question. Is the French Open different to like a normal Open? Or is that just a sort of style of opening called the French Open?
So your French Open, you've got more of your like in baguettes and things like out in the area behind the court where they sell food. It's more French in terms of baguettes, cheeses. You can have a wine. Whereas your British Wimbledon is more pie.
Sweaty ducks.
Yeah, a couple of ducks.
Soggy badgers.
Yep, those sort of things, So that's the key difference, I reckon.
This is really good content.
Don't judge. Don't judge the content from inside the content, Greg.
No, don't editorialise.
What have I told you about doing that?
One time when I was doing commercial radio, they played a song and then we came back from the break and I was like, whoa, that song sucks or something. And then... someone pressed mute and said to me really aggressively, never editorialize the music. Never.
Really?
Wow. It's really interesting.
Never point out that we play shithouse music.
The cutthroat world of commercial radio.
It's a dog eat dog place. It's a place where dogs eat dogs.
Well, speaking of great music, a little bit of Matchbox 20. To get your morning kicking along.
Get you wet.
Welcome to Grub Listies. Coins. Every country has them. They're a great way to pay for things. And they're fun to jingle. But they say in Australia, they make some of the best coins in the world. And we agree. So today on Grub Listies, we take a look at the top 6 Australian coins. This is Grub Listies. Number 6, the 5-cent piece. The smallest Australian coin is the 5-cent piece. You can't buy much with it, but it still has a certain charm. That little silver fellow gives it his all. Good luck, 5-cent piece. You're doing great. Number 5, the 10-cent piece. You know what's better than 5 cents? Double it, and you've got 10. The 10-cent piece is a little more valuable than the fiver, and that's why it sneaks in this list ahead of our 5-cent friend. Number 4, the 20-cent piece. This round, flat coin is a staple in the Australian coin scene. It's worth more than 5, and the 10, and it has a beautiful silver finish. 20 cents? Yes, please! Number 3, the 50-cent piece. This 12-sided behemoth of a coin is the biggest coin of all. It's sleek, it's silver, and it's worth a whopping 50 cents. The Aussies call the 50-cent piece Daddy's best friend, and it's easy to see why. Number 2, the $1 coin. What's big, gold, and fits in your pocket? The answer? The Australian $1 coin. This shiny golden boy will brighten your day and put a spring in your step. You want a dollar? You got it with the $1 coin. Number 1, the $2 coin. Don't let this guy's size fool you. It's one of the smaller coins on the market, but it's actually the most valuable. So valuable, in fact, it's worth more than the other five coins combined. That's a whole lot of spending power in a tiny little package. That's why this coin is Grub Listies number one. So, what did you think? Did your favorite Australian coin make the list? If you think we left one out, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe, and we'll be back with another Grub Listies. Next week, we take a look at the top five Hollywood films featuring the death of a child. Wow!
I've got the news.
Mm-hmm.
My gallstone is coming out.
Yay! Golly!
That's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm getting my gallbladder removed in what is hopefully keyhole surgery.
Really?
Very nice. But do you get to keep it?
I don't know. I want to ask if I can. You should be able to. There should be a rule.
That's yours. You made it.
I think I would happily, you know, give it to a Grub fan.
Yeah.
As like a Patreon reward. If they sign up, to like $1,000, you get my gallbladder.
Why can't we just have a competition where you can like
50 words or less why you want my gallbladder?
But what about if it's like more art, you know? If you can, I really enjoyed the art competition that we did.
Yeah, I did
too.
And
why don't we do one where the winner gets Greg's goal?
Would you put a little face on it and maybe a hat?
I think it would have to be in a jar of liquid. I don't know if it's possible to
get it. How big is it?
I think it's about like as big as like half your hand.
No.
Your gallbladder.
No, it's not. No,
they're going to take out your entire gallbladder.
Yeah.
What?
The gallbladder itself, the organ of gallbladder is being removed. What? Apparently you don't need a gallbladder.
What does it do anyway?
It releases bile. But apparently your liver makes enough bile to get bile. But the gallstone itself is inside the gallbladder, and the gallstone itself is nearly 2 centimeters in diameter.
What?
That's a big boy.
So it's, you know, I guess a small, not a golf 20, ball. But
20 cent piece.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. It's gross. Really awful.
That is fucked. Why? Oh. I'm not interested in really giving people your gallbladder. Mm. I would like the little, stone inside, the little precious jewel inside. you should cross that up and get it set into like some nice white gold, and that's what you can ask. You can ask Bicey
to marry you
to
with
marry
it,
you with it
with the goalie. Yeah.
I'm not going to.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
I'll tell you what I'm not married to. This.
I'm quite undecided about what to do about my bag, because the train goes out at 5 o'clock. But I have a dental appointment, you see, not far from Paddington Station where the train goes. But the dental appointment is at midday. And I don't know whether to take the bag in with me and attend the dental appointment and then perhaps find somewhere to sit, like a Cafe Nero, and wait for the train. To get on a train back out home and pick up the bag and come back in. It feels as though the time spent going to pick up the bag would almost equal the time sitting in a Cafe Nero, you know. And one doesn't like to cancel one's appointment with the dentist. It can take up to 3 weeks to get another one. Well, I'm quite undecided about what to do. Do I want to sit around in a Cafe Nero or spend time on the train? I have to think about it.
Ah!
a customer. Welcome to my shop. This is Gob Off or Not.
What is this place?
It is called Gob Off or Not. I am its owner, Vasily Gob Off, and I offer you a Gob Off for $50, or for people who don't want a Gob Off, $20 for not have a Gob Off. Gob Off or Not, both options.
Sorry, what do you mean by Gob Off?
Head job, like a suck off gobby, sexual suck off the dick, you know.
Oh, no, I don't want that, no thank you.
Okay, sure. That will be $20.
No, I don't want a Gob Off.
Yes, and the price for not have Gob Off is $20.
Wait, so it cost me $20 to not get a Gob Off?
Yes.
What happens if I don't pay?
I guess if you don't pay, then for not having a Gob Off, then I have to give you a Gob Off.
But then if I wanted a Gob Off, couldn't I just come in and say I didn't want a Gob Off and then refuse to pay and get a Gob Off for free?
You are a clever one. Okay, you've worked out a loophole in my system. Just for being so smart, I'm prepared for one time only give you free Gob Off.
I don't want a Gob Off.
Well, okay, then that's $20.
This is bad. Okay, this is not consensual. You can't do this.
No, I would never, ever give non-consensual Gob Off.
But if I don't pay, you're going to give me a Gob Off.
Yes, but you said that if you did want Gob Off, you'd say you don't want Gob Off to get free Gob Off.
I don't want a Gob Off. I don't want to pay you for a Gob Off, and I don't want to pay you for not having a Gob Off.
Oh, then why did you come in here to Gob Off or not?
To find out what it was. I thought it was some weird Russian shop.
Okay, so you don't want to have a Gob Off, but you also don't want to not have a Gob Off.
No. Thank you. And honestly, this is a bad business model.
Yes, I am thinking that you may be right. You know, I should never have opened this shop. I hate this business.
If you hate it so much, then why did you start it in the first place?
Well, it just seemed like a good idea. You see, I come here to Australia to start a small business, to make my big success journey from Russia. And my last name, it really is Gob Off. You know, that is really my name, which in English, it sounds sort of like slang word for sack job. So I figure job title's already in my name. I might as well open a Gob Off store.
Right.
But then I think, you know, that's only some of the market. Not everybody wants a Gob Off. Plenty of people don't want Gob Off. Women, people with dick cut off, mm-hmm. small boys, they don't want a Gob Off. So I figure if I say Gob Off or not, that's the whole 100% of the market. Everybody either wants a Gob Off or not wants a Gob Off. You know, it made sense in my head.
So you just started a Gob Off business purely because your name was Gob Off. That seems a bit silly.
Yes, maybe you're right. But at least I'm doing better than my cousin. He came here and also started his own business.
What's his name?
His name is Dmitry Dogfuck.
And he has a business where he fucks dogs?
No, he's a plumber. But he did once fuck a dog.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
That's cool. Hey, before you go, can I just ask, am I too similar to Borat?
No, I think he's different enough. Your voice is deeper, so I think that's fine.
Great. That is very nice.
Were you aware of the plentiful underground stations of the Central Line? The underground stations of the Central Line are as follows. West Ruislip Underground Station, Ruislip Gardens Underground Station, South Ruislip Underground Station, Northolt Underground Station, Greenford Underground Station,
Shut up!
Perryvale Underground Station, Hanger Lane Underground Station, Ealing Broadway Underground Station, West Acton
Shut
Underground
up.
Station, North Acton Underground Station, East Acton Underground Station, White City Underground Station, Shepherd's Bush Underground Station, Holland Park Underground Station, Notting Hill Gate Underground Station, Queensway Underground Station, Lancaster Gate Underground Station, Marble Arch Underground Station, Bond Street Underground Station, Oxford Circus Underground Station,
Shut up!
Tottenham Court Road Underground Station, Holborn Underground Station, Chancery Lane Underground Station, St. Paul's Underground Station,
Shut up!
Bank Underground Station, Liverpool Street Underground Station.
I'll tell you one thing about the United Kingdom. The peaches are flat.
So that's... I don't know what to think of. I don't know if it's...
when you say flat, do you mean it as a descriptor of flavor, like as in like...
No, they're not symmetrical, round. Like if you think about a peach in Australia, it's like an apple but furry, right?
Yeah.
Flat.
What do you mean flat?
Do you mean like, are you talking about a dried peach, a dried out...
No. I mean if they're just flat. I'll go get one.
Go get a peach and show us.
All right. You talk amongst yourselves. I'll go get one.
We'll talk amongst ourselves about these flat peaches.
I'm actually going down to the to Sainsbury, so I'll see in about 20.
While.
No, I'll just take
them. Okay. Well, while Edo goes to get a peach,
let's listen to this.
Why does no one love me? Is it because of where I live? Is it because of who I am? But don't they understand I know how to give? I'm just a little grub, but I know how to love. I'm just a little grub, but I know how to love. I know how to love.
Do you want one of those big fake asses you see on the TV? A big Kardashian whopper? Come down to Janet's Ass Clinic and I'll bend you over and pump you full of some of the best silicone in the country. Come down to Janet's Ass Clinic now and I'll give you the biggest ass you've ever seen on the TV. Just ask me.
We're still waiting on Edo to come back with these flat peaches.
Yeah, Peach Watch 2019.
Not really a great thing to have. We'll show you a photo. We'll upload on our Instagram, on our Twitter, we'll upload a photo of the flat peach.
And we've got it. And what the fuck is that?
Look at that.
Yeah, that's...
It's flat, isn't it?
Is that a proper peach, what they call proper peaches?
What happened to it?
No, it's just how they are. I don't know.
Did you get
it? Looks like a bum.
Did you get a bad batch of peaches?
Or hello.
Hello, I live in the peach.
No, I didn't get a batch of bit.
That's that grub voice.
I didn't
get it. It's like a cylinder, I guess. Instead of a sphere, it's a cylinder. It's like a disc.
Yeah.
A peach disc.
I don't know. It might be a type of peach, and perhaps we don't have this peach, but this.
Do you have any discs of peaches? Can you chuck us a disc of peach? Yeah, you want one disc or two?
You want me to stack them peaches for you?
I wouldn't. I'm not gonna eat no round peach. A flat peach.
Maybe that's why they hate us.
This is crazy.
I know.
they hate us because of our round peaches.
They are delicious.
We're gonna put the pictures of this peach, the peach pics. They're gonna go up on our social media. I want UK listeners, if there are any, many there are some.
Yeah.
Tell us, is this normal?
Yeah,
what is this?
What's going on here, and why? And why are you okay with this?
Yeah, explain yourself.
This makes less sense to me than Brexit.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a result of Brexit. The flat peaches,
or maybe these. What if they're importing those peaches from the European Union?
Then
I could understand Brexit. Then you know,
it's really peachy.
It's got a peachy stink.
In the US, peaches are round. Mm. Like God made them.
Have you got a second peach there, Edo?
You want two peaches?
I don't need to see them right now, but do you have more than one peach?
I got three peaches.
Cool. Well, then maybe just have a taste of that one and tell us how.
Yeah, jump into it.
You want me to eat this one?
Yeah, but we need another one for a photo later. But if that one, I want to hear a review of the peach.
That's a good peach. I'll be honest.
Really?
In terms of flavor, it's a better quality peach than we have.
Really?
It's delicious.
Because
it's a beautiful peach.
If they're flatter, there's less places for the flavor to get away.
Maybe. Look in there.
The flavor's all stuck. It doesn't have like a...
It looks like a peach.
Can't spread out. The flavor's too...
And I'm getting a lot of juice here, and I don't get a lot of juice from peach in Australia.
Mm. Yeah.
Really? You don't get a lot of peach juice?
Mm. No.
Tell you what. I'm craving a peach right now.
Yeah, I'm fucking...
I am
banging for a peach.
I love a peach.
I love a peach.
I reckon maybe favourite fruit for me. Maybe even favourite fruit for me.
What?
I love a peach.
My favourite fruit is maple syrup.
Oh.
absolute moron. All right, well, you know what else is maple syrup? This.
Mm. Well, welcome back to The Grub. As you know, I mean, we love to chat, don't we?
Yeah.
We love to get people in. We love to reach out to the community.
Yeah.
And we thought, what are people doing during the day? They're working. We're not.
Yeah.
And people have interesting jobs, don't they?
Exactly. And I think, you know, I'm interested in unusual jobs and different jobs, especially because, you know, I'd like a maybe do a different job myself.
Yeah.
But we, you know,
actual money.
Yeah, exactly. But so we've got our first guest in an ongoing segment we like to call "What Do You Do?" Who has an unusual job, and this is Graham Dean joins us in the studio today. And Graham is a glass blower. Graham, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm Graham Dean. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Mm. Well, no worries.
Graham, glass blowing.
Yeah.
Unusual. How did you get into it?
Well, you know, I just kind of fell into it. Not literally, of course, because there's a lot of heat. You would die. I mean, it is dangerous work, especially, you know, working around that glory hole. And
glory hole?
Yeah, that's actually what they call the little glory hole. Looks like a vagina, very vaginal. And I guess that glowing hot vagina and pushing sort of goo in there is what kind of attracted me at first to the art of glass blowing. I mean, this is a centuries old art. The Romans have been doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And it was interesting to me to make something out of nothing, especially when it's liquid, like liquid glass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the glory hole is just describe that for us again. Like it's what?
Well, it's kind of vaginal in its appearance. It's got walls, sort of a like an eye shaped, kind of like an eye of Sauron shape.
Well, I'm into that. I like Lord of the Rings.
Fantastic. Yeah. You know, I made a fabulous glass ring.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And how much did you get for it? How much do you sell these for?
I can't. This isn't really what I do for money, per se. I mean, no one's willing to really buy any of my blown glassware. What I usually do is I wait for trucks to tip over on the highway. And I usually get a lot of my money from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then it's not really what you do then, is it? You've come onto a segment. We've asked for sort of a call out for, like, what do you do? What's your unusual job?
Sure. But, I mean, this is, you know, is waiting for trucks to tip over on the highway to get their cargo and then sell that or sustain your life on that while you blow glass and try and source ethically made organic cocaine. Is that, you know, that's what I do.
Lot going on with what you've said.
Just go back for me. I'm just interested in that glory hole. If you could just describe that again.
Really so yeah, so you've got the sort of the diamond shape. You've got the walls that can open or close depending on how big your item is that you're going to put in this glory hole. And we're talking, you know, thousands of degrees or Fahrenheit that is going on there. It's very hot. It has to be quite hot to heat. And you use that glory hole to evenly heat your piece so you can then shape it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very vaginal. Does it make people horny? Yes. There's sort of old wives' tales of, you know, drunk glass blower, you know, trying to have sexual interactions with it. And he got horribly burned.
Okay. Can I ask you, are you trying to get this business off the ground? Like, are you trying to make money out of glass blowing? Are you hoping?
It's very hard to make money out of blowing glass. I mean,
obviously,
I do make little frogs, little birds, and flowers, and people look at them. I've got a little shop on the side of the road, and people look at them, but do they buy them? No, but they do. They go, that's nice, you know, and that's those that's nices. As they walk past it, they really keep me going so that I can try and source ethically made organic cocaine to then give me the energy I need to go body surfing, because I'm also trying to be a professional body surfer.
Okay. Cool.
Do you have a website for your glass blind?
Oh,
or you
no, I don't believe in the internet.
You don't believe in the internet?
No.
I just want to clarify. When you say you don't believe in the internet, do you mean in a moral sense? Like you don't believe that we should use the internet?
No, I don't believe in it in like a Santa Claus kind of fashion. Like I think it's just made up.
So you think the internet doesn't exist?
Yeah, correct.
Because
so when you open a a web page and things happen on there, what do you think's going on?
Well, firstly, I would never do that. And secondly, that's a computer.
Because... Like, you are aware that Edo is not in the room. Yeah. We're using the internet right now to communicate with Edo.
No, this is telecommunication.
Yeah, the internet. It's
through Skype, which uses the internet.
Yeah.
No, I refuse to believe that.
Everything about you sucks.
Mm.
It's you're a glass blower.
Correct.
And you've lied to us, and you've said that you do this as a job and you
well,
don't.
Well, I didn't lie. I said, this is what I do. Mm. You asked me, I said,
how do you make your living?
Well, money is subjective. I don't make money. If I make it by making money, you mean trying to, scavenge what is dumped from trucks that tip over
on
the highway.
And how many trucks tip over on the highway that you managed to scavenge?
None yet. But, it's an ongoing thing and I'm prepared for it, I'm prepared to get out there and I also body surf, and I also make films.
Okay. Just really interested in that glory hole.
Can't get past the glory hole.
Take us back there, maybe, and just describe that.
Sure. So it's like a vagina. It's like a big, gaping, red-hot vagina. Picture the hottest vagina you've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm. Done.
And then times that by maybe even 10 to 20.
Wow. Is there a way that we could all travel inside the glory hole together and become a singularity?
No, you would die before you'd do that. You would melt, and then maybe someone can make you into glass. I would do that. I would, if you were ever interested in going in there, you could go in there, you could melt up together, and then I could form you up with my little punty, and I could blow you.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I think this segment's over, not just now, but forever.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Thanks, Graham Dean. You've ruined it for everyone.
Professional body surfer.
Sure.
There's nothing like getting the body in the curve, in the green room when it's just you and the waves.
We didn't even talk about the organic cocaine, but we don't have time.
It's ethically sourced organic cocaine.
Sure. Okay. All right, well, thank you so much, Graham Dean. We'll be right back.
Graham Dean! Grub of the week.
Grub of the week.
Yep.
Grub of the week. I think, Ben, a nomination that you might be upset about.
Mm-hmm.
The Short Little Bagel Man.
Oh, yeah, what's this all about?
The Short Bagel Boy. Have you seen this? He's viral.
Love this, Edo. You will absolutely love this.
The Short Bagel Man gets here. He just he went off in Bagel Boss in the States.
I love bagels.
It's a bagel shop. And for listeners at home, look up the video if you haven't. Do yourselves a favor.
Should I watch it now or is it too long?
It's not that long.
No.
I'm happy to pause. Like,
I'm happy to pause.
Let's pause and you watch and let's discuss.
You're not my
No, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Let her listen.
Okay, yeah.
So watch Short Bagel Man, and then we'll discuss whether or not he's Grub of the Week.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That Bagel Man, so angry. God, it's funny when people get... Is there anything funnier in the world than angry people?
Mm.
Like, and he saw someone with a phone. Like, to be so angry that you know there's a phone there and it can ruin your life.
And that's the moment where you go, I'm just... Like, nah. You got to decide, are you going to just commit? And if you commit... It gets real full on.
Yeah. My favorite bit is, you're not my boss. You're not my father or God or my boss. And when he says that, you're like, oh, okay, I get it now. You got daddy issues.
Yeah, the Holy Trinity. Yeah, it reminds me of this time on, I think it was on Hughesy, We've Got a Problem, I made a short man joke, and I got at least 8 paragraphs from a short man, just so angry, just like completely like fulfilling the stereotype about angry short men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I mean, you know, because I think I'd made a joke like, oh, on online dating is the realm of the short man. That's where the short man lives.
And it's ironically where the short man is the most shamed as well.
Yeah.
That's the most open short man shaming happens in online dating.
Very much so, yeah.
And he got really personal. He's like, you're no oil painting. You're like, everyone's like, oh. Yeah, but I'm not short.
So, Ben, on behalf of the short man community.
Yeah. I don't know, because I'm 5'6". You know, I feel like that is short, but I feel like I'm not on the cusp. I'm like just on the cusp of being able to really comment on like real short man syndrome, because I've never really had short man syndrome.
That guy was a little fella.
Yeah. He was like, I think he was 5'11".
Mm. Oh,
no,
not
5'11, 4'11, sorry.
Yeah.
The other thing about short men is there are short women. Like make do. Like you, like Maggie's a shorty, a short cutie. So
thank you.
So you're a short cutie. But you're a short cutie couple. Like there's no, it's not like there's all women at all.
No.
Like why do they feel like they can't just go, all right, if it's really an issue, everyone above this height is out. But that leaves heaps of
stay
short
in your
women.
Fucking lane, short cunts.
become a pedophile. There was actually a follow-up video with that guy that it goes for a long time where someone interviewed him. And they interviewed him and he said that he literally compared himself to Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Saying he was going to bring this out. He was going to let people know. And then he was like, I was so angry. I had to go into the woods. I went into the woods and I smashed a bunch of trees with a baseball bat. And he injured his leg when the baseball bat bounced back and hit him on the leg. And then after that, he compares himself to Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
He says, the bullying stops today.
but that's
the thing.
Sucks.
Do we? How do we? Is he grub of the week, or do we feel sorry for him? What's your verdict?
I don't know. He is definitely insane.
Was there something in the video that triggered him? Like did someone laugh at him?
Apparently, it was. Well, in the conversation, he actually talks about it. He says the woman behind the counter laughed at him.
Right.
And he says, but it all sounds like a little bit of, you know, in his mind.
Yeah.
But he said she sort of snickered under her breath and made a face to a colleague. And then he said, is there something funny?
Yeah.
And then it all sort of kicked off.
Right. It's weird. Yeah. It's harder. One time I was going for my bronze medallion in swimming. And we'd spent all day doing that. Me and like 3 other dudes from my old work. I was a lifeguard back in the old days.
Mm. Oh.
And we were in the sauna. We're in the sauna having having a steam. Mm. And we were laughing, right? We were having a good time. Just a couple of boys in the sauna.
Mm.
And then and then this guy comes in and we, you know, shush down because he's coming in. And then he's like, you guys don't have to stop talking about me, you know. You don't have to stop talking about me. And we're like, what?
Oh.
You're like, yeah, you're giving me shit. I heard you. You're laughing. And we're like, that was about so. We were talking about you. What are you talking about? And he just wouldn't let it go. And then my friend stood up and just screamed, just went, and then ran out. Nice. It was so weird. It was a weird thing. Oh. It's that insecurity that just like, your mind,
everybody's laughing at you all the time. Mm.
Yeah, but nobody, in the reality, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about anybody.
No.
I think I do feel a little bit sorry for him if he's, like if he's just going around the world angry. Mm. Yeah. But I think he's still a little grubby.
Yeah.
he
looks like a grub because of his size.
Yeah.
He also
I would say so.
He also didn't take his bagels, and I love bagels. It's such a bagel waste.
Yeah.
Well, he went back for it.
Did he?
He went back for the bagel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He dropped it, and then he went back for it, apparently.
Yeah.
So he didn't waste the bagel, but he does look like a grub, and he is small, and he is angry, so he fits in all the grub kind of criterias. Yes.
So I say grub of the week.
Yeah.
Grub of the week. There
Brew
we go.
Of the woo.
Put some, cut him in half, put a hole in the middle of him, and spread some cream cheese on him.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yummy.
Yummy.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. If you would like to listen to more grub content, including the story of Edo's journey from Australia to the UK and the nightmare and the plain socks, that's all in our Patreon. We got all kinds of bonus content in our Patreon every week. If you sign up and you pay $10 a month, you get access to that. You get access to extra sketches, all kinds of cool shit.
Yeah. Also, we've got merch. Go to our Facebook page or Patreon and we've got shit. It'll take you there.
Also, I'm about to do a show at the Soho Theatre. I know there's London Grubs on here. I want to see you there.
Yeah, Soho Theatre. What dates and times?
Oh, I wish I could tell you, but you know.
Google Soho, Google Anne Edmonds.
I tell you what, we will post them.
20th? Nah, yeah, something.
We'll post your dates on the Facebook page and the Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So follow
all that
those.
Stuff will be up there. All our social media, this is where you can find all that stuff. The Patreon, the merch, the dates, all that crap.
All that business.
Memes.
Memes. We got memes. Hot memes.
We'll get a couple of memes up there. I'll make one about Skeletor.
Okay.
So thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, and bless you. Bless you.
God bless.
Hearts.